RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MP of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard. We're having some fun here, and it's the off season. It's OTA season, mini camp season for the Washington Commanders. Of course, you'll hear them all season long right here on The Fan. So I thought today, and this could take us a few segments. If any of y'all remember last year, we do the Commanders Rewind on Tuesdays. You hear the weird AI voice, or you hear the actual intro. Hazel did a great job working on both of those, depending on if they won or if they lost. We heard a lot of the winning last year, more than I expected when the season started. But y'all remember from the Commanders Rewind that when I write things down in my notebook and I say, we're going to go through them, I've got some thoughts, we're going to go through them, I don't mean give me a couple minutes of your time. What I mean is hunker down. We're going to be here a while. Grab a Snickers. I don't want to be cranky by the time we get to the finish here. I've written down 10 questions that I think will determine how successful the 2025 Washington Commanders season is. And we'll go through those. We'll break between segments if we need to, if we need to take on some other things, because we do. There's lots going on out there. But we're going to get through these today over the course of the show. 10 questions hovering over the Washington Commanders season this year that will determine how they do. And I have, these are vaguely in order. These are not exclusively in order, but we're mostly counting down 10 to 1 here, is what we're doing. So number 10, how will they fare with a tougher schedule? Washington Commanders questions that will determine the success of the 2025 season. Number 1, how will they fare with a tougher schedule? I think when people hear that, what they traditionally hear is they're playing more primetime games, they're playing the short week, they're playing in Spain. Those are all true. Those things are all true. They're on Christmas on Netflix. All of those things are true. But what I mean also is they're just playing a tougher schedule at face value. They've got two of the toughest divisions in the league this year. As we've seen in the NFL, the team that gets to play the NFC South, the league that gets to play the division that gets to play the NFC South, often does a lot better than the other NFC teams over the course of a year. And in the AFC, the team that gets to play the AFC South does a lot better over the course of the year than the other teams. And last year, the AFC East was advantageous as well because it was really just the Bills. Once the Jets nosedived, of course, the Patriots were nothing to write home about. Dolphins once Tua got injured. So who you play divisionally can be a big deal too. It's harder to recognize in advance, but I think we can say straight out of the gate here, this is a very tough divisional draw for these guys. Now, I say that, let me step back. Let's keep in mind the big picture here. This is not unique to the Washington Commanders. This is also the Philadelphia Eagles. This is also the Dallas Cowboys. This is also the New York Giants. And so your takeaway from this can also be, this is not going to be a three-bid league, right? A three-bid division. There aren't going to be three teams in the playoffs because of this tougher schedule. You also say it's not an advantage or disadvantage as it relates to winning the division. I'll make this prediction right now, and I actually feel decently good about this right now. If you were to give me odds on this, I'd take them right now. The NFC East will not have the team that gets the bye in this year's playoffs. Won't produce the one seed. Is just too much of a gauntlet right now. I think they may produce the best team they did last year, but I don't think they will produce the team that gets the bye at the end of the playoffs. The two divisions that the Commanders will play against this year, in addition to the divisional foes, which are not pushovers, obviously. You know, anytime you play the Cowboys, it's a tough game. Anytime you play the Giants, it's a tough game. And of course, the Eagles speak for themselves. They're going to play the AFC West. The Chiefs, of course, that speaks for themselves. I think the Chargers year two with Herbert and Harbaugh, that's going to be a good team. Ton of momentum around the Broncos. With Bo Nix having a second year and Sean Payton continuing to develop there. We're sleeping on the Raiders? Yeah, that's it. That's the statement. We're sleeping on the Raiders. That's not a, ho-ho, not so fast, my friend. No, so fast, my friend. We're sleeping on the Raiders this year. But that's three really good teams you got to play. NFC North is the other one. That's the Bears, who, of course, the Hail Mary game last year and Ben Johnson taking over this year. The Lions are going to be a good team this year. In Minnesota against the Vikings, that's going to be a game. And it's always a game when those teams play each other. And the Vikings, of course, were excellent last year as well. And then the Thursday nighter right out of the gate in Lambeau against the Green Bay Packers. Nobody's sleeping on a Thursday nighter in Lambeau. So that's seven of those eight games that are difficult to very difficult. And again, let's just say this out of the gate because we're getting started. I think this is a really good football team. I do. I think Jaden Daniels is really good. I think they improved offensively. The caliber of play is high, but also the opponent's caliber of play is going to be high. That's an upgrade from last year. Last year, there were not, in those divisional pods, seven of the eight were not 50-50 games. And by NFL standards, I'm including anything where the spread's going to be in about 3 points, right? I don't think it'll go more than that in any of those games. Chiefs will be favored, obviously. I think these guys will be favored against the Broncos and Chargers, although I think I saw an early line where it's Chargers by one or two. Either way, 50-50 game. Same in Green Bay, of course. They'll be favored against the Bears. They're not going to be massively favored against the Bears. Same in those other NFC North games. You got seven of them that are going to be largely 50-50 games. That's a big change from last year. How will they fare with that? And I think the answer can be not as well as they did with an easy schedule. And also, everybody else has it too. I don't think it'll be make or break. That's why it's number 10 on our list. How will they fare against a tougher schedule? I don't think they'll fare as well against a tougher schedule. I also don't think the Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants will fare super well against that schedule. So I don't think it's necessarily a huge disadvantage. If we get into a wild card chase, could be the difference between 9 wins and 10 wins. We can't rule that out. It's something to put in the back of your mind as we go through the season. Number 9, these are the questions that will determine the Washington Commanders' success this year. Linebackers, what are they going to do about linebacker depth? And that's an open-ended question, obviously. We've got time before the season. I've said this on many occasions. I'll say it again today. There's more moves coming. The 53-man roster, as we're projecting it today, is not the final 53-man roster. Noah Brown, of course, wasn't on the roster at all at this point last year. Same for the linebackers. You've got two, by my count, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Luvu. I'm curious to see what Nick Bolor brings to the table. We'll find out. Kane Medrano, draft pick. We'll see what he brings to the table. We'll find out. I think we've seen enough Jordan McGee to say Jordan McGee could play some snaps. He's not going to be an impact guy. That's two. You only need two in their formation. But I do think, and I want to say this with all due respect because he's a legend, but I think that with Bobby Wagner in particular, I just don't think that there's... I don't think he should play 100% of the snaps this year. I don't think he's at a stage of his career where he's at his best if he plays 100% of the snaps. And so I think that's an important thing that we're going to need to watch for as the season goes on. The offseason goes on, too. Are they going to bring in more depth at linebacker. I think they should. I think that this is a really thin position right now. I think they're fine on opening day, running out of the tunnel. I love Frankie Louvu. I love Bobby Wagner. As the tread wears on the tires here as the season goes on, are you good enough behind those two to get the impact that you need, the impact that you want behind them? I think that's the big pressing question here. Right now, the answer is no, but it's an open-ended question because we've got a long time between now and kickoff against the Giants. We've got plenty of opportunities for them to get good at that position and get stable at that position. Number eight, questions that will determine the Washington Commanders' season. I'll sneak in one more before the break here because this one I've talked about ad nauseum. Is Marshawn Lattimore going to be good enough to be an impact player for this year's team? I think we've all debated that. Of course, the no-show at OTA, the way last year went, the game against Mike Evans, the penalties against the Eagles, is embarrassing in the playoffs. Now, I had hoped when they signed Marshawn Lattimore last year, when they traded for him last year, that he was nursing one of those fake I want to be traded injuries. It did seem that that was a real injury. And I think that held him back from having the impact that we were hoping for, that we were hoping he would have. He did not have that level of impact. And I don't put that entirely on Marshawn Lattimore because he was injured. The question is, though, when he bounces back, when he's at whatever 100% looks like for him, can he regain his old form? Because that's further and further in the rearview mirror every year. That's a long time ago that he was a Pro Bowler, a guy who couldn't be stopped. Is this a Josh Norman situation where the end doesn't look pretty? Because he's so used to dominating, because he's so used to being the guy that he can't handle other roles. I think the best thing that could happen for Marshawn Lattimore is for him to come out of training camp, first press conference, and say, I think I'm the number two corner here. I'm going to settle into that role. Mike Sanders still's the man. We all saw him last year. Incredible as a rookie. He's the guy here. I'm the number two. I'm here to support him. I'm here to hold down the other side. I'm here to be the best version of myself I can be. I love to play football. Does he have that gear in him? I don't know. A lot of these alpha dog number one corners, it's tough to phase out gracefully. It's tough to ease out gracefully. That is a real concern of mine coming into this season. That's the first one I'm marking down as a probably not. I don't think you're going to get production from Marshawn Lattimore. Now, the team is doing everything it can to ensure against needing that. Drafting Trey Amos, certainly number one on that list. I'm sure there will be other moves as we go. It's tough, though. It's tough because you can only make so many moves in an offseason. You only have so many guys on the market. You only have so many draft picks available. You've got to line up Trey Amos and Mike Sanders still, and then you find your Noah Igbinoghene, right, and slide in and get some snaps. There's a path to respectability here. Jonathan Jones, of course, will play some snaps as well. But probably looking at this roster right now, they're counting on Marshawn Lattimore being a starter. I don't know if he will be. I don't know if that's a thing you can count on. I think they understand. I don't think they're putting all their eggs in that basket. But I think there's a danger that he's not going to be the contributor people hope he is. So we're three in. We're off and run. That's pretty good for me to do three of the 10 in one segment here. It's rewind style, right? We're doing 10 questions. They'll determine how the Commanders do in 2025. We'll keep it rolling on the other side. Thanks for joining us. Is MP on the mic? You're listening.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Fan at 105.1 FM. Catch us worldwide on the Odyssey app. In particular for this segment, catch us on the podcast. Just search MP on the mic. Pull it up because we're going over 10 questions that will determine how the Washington Commanders fare this season. We're taking a look at each of them. Number 10, how will they fare against the tougher schedule? And by that, we mean the divisional opponents, not the, the Thursday nights, the all that. That's a different topic. That didn't make my top 10, but that's a real thing. This is about how will they fare against the AFC West and the NFC North, which both all the division teams have to play. So keep that in mind as well. Number 2, what will they do to build more depth at linebacker? Counting Daz, number 9. Number 8, will Marshawn Lattimore be a consistent contributor? And you know what I'm thinking on that, which is no. Number 7, just how good will this refurbished offensive line be? Number 7 question that will determine how successful the Commanders are this year. Just how good will this refurbished offensive line be? And I've been a touch negative on 2 of the questions here. I don't think they've done enough at linebacker. I don't think Marshawn Lattimore is going to be a regular contributor. So let's have a positive one here. I love what they did on the offensive line. And I love why they did it on the offensive line, too. This is going to be a fanboy segment right here over Adam Peters, because you have a once-in-a-generation guy, Jaden Daniels, and you are doing everything you can to make his life better. And that is exactly what you need to do. That is exactly the correct way to approach it. I could not be more fired up for what they did for the offensive line, because that is exactly how you treat a franchise quarterback. Show him the love and ensure that when it's time for a contract extension, he'll say, this is the place I want to play. These guys take care of me. Number one thing you need is a great left tackle. We've all watched The Blind Side. We all know the deal. You know, that's the position. You need a guy. There's 2 ways to get a guy. Draft a guy or go steal a guy from somebody else. Niners got lucky, got to steal Trent Williams from us back when we weren't appreciating nice things. On the whole, though, teams don't let left tackles go. So they did both. And I think doing both was the right thing, by the way. They drafted last year Brandon Coleman to try to develop him. He was as good as you could have possibly asked for last year. Brandon Coleman had, relative to draft position in the 3rd round, one of the great rookie seasons of any Commander in modern history. I truly believe that. You're right, you got RG3's rookie season, you got Jaden's rookie season, both spectacular. Relative to draft position, to be a left tackle taken in the 3rd round and be a starter on a team that makes it to the NFC title game, playing 20 games at the position, incredible from Brandon Coleman. And yet, Adam Peters correctly notes, correctly identifies, they can do better. And they can do better. And they did do better. So they trade for Laremy Tunsil. Third team, that's the warning sign there for Laremy Tunsil. But he'll start at left tackle. He's certainly an NFL caliber left tackle. And then you draft Josh Connerly. I love that too. First round draft pick, get Josh Connerly. He should be able to start at right tackle with an eye towards he'll be left tackle when you get tired of Laremy Tunsil, which is a thing that's happened to two NFL teams already. It wouldn't surprise me if it happened here too. Love that plan. Brandon Coleman will continue to develop as well. Maybe even start Coleman at right tackle this year. Connerly is your backup swing tackle. Give him a year to acclimate to the NFL. Wouldn't mind that at all. I think there's enough talent there. I think you're going to want him on the field week one. I love having three talented tackles because you're going to need them because injuries strike over the course of a season. Love that move. And now you've got depth inside as well. Nick Allegretti, of course, I think has been a strong anchor. You could move Coleman there to guard. You could move him to that position. You could play him at right guard and move Andrew Wiley to a swing guy. You've got versatility there. So you've got Cosme when he comes back. Of course, he'll be a starter. He may not be ready for week one. That injury in the Detroit playoff game, he may not be back in time from that ACL, which is another danger, by the way, this ever-expanding football season. As they talk about going to 18 games and adding more football and reducing the preseason and playing everything else. It results in more ACL tears that don't heal in time for the next season, which is certainly the Cosme factor here. Andrew Wiley, Nick Allegretti, you're good there. Looking for one more center at some point. Tyler Biadasz was so good last year. He was a huge part of this team's success. Stayed healthy. They did a nice job of staying healthy last year, which is mostly luck. That's important, though. Tyler Biadasz coming back for year two. He is absolutely essential personnel, as you saw when Trent Scott was filling in that position last year. So offensive line, how will the reworked offensive line fare? I think extremely, extremely well. Number six, questions on 10 questions that will dictate. It's my topic. I can't even say it out loud. 10 questions will dictate how the Washington Commanders will do in 2025 here on The Fan, your home of the Washington Commanders in Richmond. Number six, will Terry McLaurin get a contract extension? This is an easy one. Yes, he will. And if you're hearing this on our Best Of shows over the summer, he may already have one by the time you hear this. So Terry McLaurin, I think we'll absolutely get an extension. I think he will make top dollar. I think that if you want to put some football nerds, I use the term affectionately, into a room and have them break down the Terry McLaurin contract case, they'd probably say he's not worth the number that's going to go on the check in the end. Doesn't matter. You got to pay him. These are the deal. You got to pay him. When you have homegrown talent, and he's such a good dude off the field as well, you got to pay him. Those are the rules. I don't make the rules. I just play by them. It's okay to overpay a little for Terry McLaurin. Those are the guys you want to keep around. They're bridges between the eras. Obviously was a great player last year for Jaden Daniels. Great target there. Great rapport. You're keeping Terry McLaurin around. I'm not too worried about that one. Yes, Terry McLaurin will get a contract extension, and we are pumped for Terry McLaurin to get a contract extension. And I love this wide receiving core, too, with McLaurin and Deebo Samuel. It's a little bit like there was the Curtis Samuel-Terry McLaurin pairing, which you thought would work, and they were roommates, and it was a great story. This is certainly a better step forward. Deebo Samuel is supercharged Curtis Samuel. It's kind of everything that was advertised with Curtis Samuel. By the way, yeah, I do think Curtis Samuel is very talented, but this is even more. And I love where this is headed. Of course, Luke McCaffrey, we're watching him. Be a big year for him to take that step forward to justify his roster spot going forward as well. Number five. Questions that will impact the Commanders this season. Special teams, how will they fare with the new kick rules? And don't overlook, little tweaks can have a big impact in the game. touchbacks on kickoffs this year will not go to the 30. They will go to the 35. So the NFL's run the numbers on this. They believe, they said last year, only 33%, about a third of kickoffs, were returned. Most of them were let touchbacks or kicked out of bounds or whatever. They believe that two-thirds of kickoffs will be returned this year under the new format because teams aren't going to want to just give the other team the ball at the 35. So you got two things. You need a good kicker who can put the ball where you need to put it. They went out. They paid the money. They got Matt Gay from Indianapolis. An excellent decision by them to pay money for a strong kicker. That's something you need to do in this new world. And also, you need to be able to make 50-plus yard field goals. Not every time, but a lot of the time. Because the way the NFL is evolving, you start on the 35, you need to get 3 points out of just about every possession starting now as well. And then the other thing is you need a returner. You're going to be returning two-thirds of your kickoffs. You can't just say, here's Jamison Crowder. He's been doing it for a while. I love Jamison Crowder, but he's not the answer here. Jalen Lane, enter Jalen Lane, enter Sandman, Hokie, coming in, I think his main role will be as kick returner. Fourth-round draft pick certainly can contribute at wide receiver. I'm not downplaying that at all. I think he is an excellent wide receiver. But I also think that he will have a big role on kickoffs. I don't think you can put Austin Ekeler back there because of the concussion concerns. I think you want a dedicated guy back there. And that person is Jalen Lane. So how they can handle the new kickoffs is a big thing as well. We've got 4 questions left. We'll tackle them on the other side. We're rolling along. It's MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
1051 FM.
Those of you who remember the Commanders Rewind, and it'll be back this year because we'll be back as a home of the Commanders this year, which we're very excited about, of course, bringing you the games all season long, pregame, postgame, the most Commanders talk in town between myself and AWOD. Noon to 3, Sports Junkies, of course, always talking Commanders. And Grant and Danny take you home every afternoon, 3 to 6. My guy AWOD leading the AWOD army, full of Commanders fans. And, of course, you know, we tackle the burgundy and gold here as well. We've been doing Commanders Rewind on Tuesdays in season where we break down the game and the film. And it takes us a long time. All right, I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm just saying, it takes us a long time to get through it, which is my way of saying here we are. Segment number 3, still taking on the big issues of the day here.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about.
So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We are doing 10 questions that will dictate the Washington Commanders season, counting them down 10 to 1. Quick refresher here. Number 10, how will they fare with the tougher schedules they take on the NFC North and the AFC West team? Seven of those eight games are going to be tight games or games they're not favored in. Number 9, will they build more depth at linebacker? They certainly need to. Number 8, will Marshon Lattimore be an impact player? No, I don't believe he will. But you owe it to yourself. Bring him to, you came this far. Bring him to training camp. See what he's got. I don't think that was a bad trade because, again, we talked about this with Laremy Tunsil. There are things you just can't get in free agency. Because what was one of the narratives last year? These guys have so much money in free agency. You just go buy all the great players. Like, well, the great players don't make it to free agency. As part of the NFL, there's a franchise tag. There's long-term contracts. This isn't the transfer portal. Can't just buy a fresh team in a year. The good players don't make it there. And so, with corner, I think it was very sensible to try to get one when one was available. If Trey Hendrickson comes available, I love doing that with Cincinnati because those guys don't make it to free agency. They don't make it to the market. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Your money can't buy that. Your money is no good here. Number 7, offensive line. How the reworked offensive line do? They'll be awesome. Thank you for asking. Number 6, will Terry McLaurin get a contract extension? Yes, absolutely, and he deserves it. Number 5, how will they fare with the new kickoff rules? I think they've done what they need to do to put them into position with Jalen Lane, but it's still a bit of an unknown at this juncture, which brings us to number 4, factors that will determine how the Commanders will do this season. And that is, does their luck even out? Were they lucky is the big question here, right? Unspoken inside of that question, were they lucky? There are two things that went really well for the Commanders last year. Number 1, they stayed healthy enough. I would say they were more healthy than NFL average, and certainly you get, you know, the Eagles game where the Eagles are on their third center. It's late in the season. We had, you know, bumps and bruises on this side as well and injuries on this side. But on the whole, these guys stayed really above average healthy throughout the year. That's not something I don't think you can control. I think that truly is luck. Will it revert to the mean? Hopefully it'll just be average. Hopefully it won't be more than that. Hopefully it'll just be league average, and they're doing great at building the depth around that to be able to handle that, which is of course what you do, and that's how you take that and move on from that. Number 2 in that is, and I've talked about this extensively, was it luck or was it Jaden Daniels, the wins they had last year? And some of it too was also other teams melting down. Raheem Morris forgetting how to call timeouts properly on Sunday night against the Falcons. That was a big factor there. These guys gave one back too, jumping off sides against Pittsburgh, obviously. These guys gave one back against the Cowboys, missing an extra point. That's where I say, okay, there were a number of wild finishes, incredibly close finishes, last second finishes. Traditionally speaking, in the NFL, those things go the other way the next year. But I also think these guys had their fair share of it the other way as well. As I mentioned, the Pittsburgh game, the Dallas game at home, that in a sense, it kind of evened out in the game itself last year and in the season itself last year. So it's maybe not as huge of a thing. Turnover margin evens out year to year as well, is a thing we know about the NFL. Well, last year, these guys were plus 0.2, meaning that they had 0.2 of a takeaway more than the other team on a per game basis. That's basically nothing. They were right in the middle of the league. So there's no luck to even out the other way. The other thing I would say to the luck question is, Jaden Daniels isn't luck. Jaden Daniels is a cheat code, but he's not luck. And a lot of these finishes were Jaden driven. And how, you know, we'll get to Jaden in a minute, but in year two, when there's tight games, you don't say, oh man, this is where they got that lucky bounce last year. You say, This is where Jaden Daniels took over last year. And by the way, he could do it again. And I think may do it again, depending on whether he's needed. Hopefully he's not needed as much in those clutch situations. But if he is, I think he'll be ready to rise to the occasion just as much. So what role will Luck play in this season? Look, I do think the injuries will regress to a little bit more of the mean. I think they're doing a nice job trying to build the depth on the roster to withstand that. But then also, I think that, you know, for every lucky finish they had, for every Hail Mary they had, for every the Falcons don't want to call timeout they had them the other way too. The turnovers and the takeaways, they were league average in that. I don't think there's going to be as much regression as perhaps thought. Now, I do think, you know, some of those games, right, you're playing Chicago again, you're playing Atlanta again, I think there's a very real revenge factor to those games that will come into play. You're playing Detroit again. That wasn't a close game, but that's one they're going to want revenge for. I think that plays into it, and that's part of why I'm going to predict them to not win as many games this year. But on the whole, I don't think Luck will play a monster role in that particular way. Number three, things that will dictate how the Commanders' season go. What is the value of keeping assistant coaches for another year? I think it's immense. I really do. I think that having Cliff Kingsbury back for another year with a young quarterback is just incredibly important at this juncture. For Jaden Daniels, for his development, for the development of the team, I really do. I think this is an incredibly important thing for Jaden Daniels to have that continuity. On the defensive side with Joe Witt, I think it's equally important as you're building something, as you're working these young guys in. They had to, you know, Ron Rivera spent a lot of draft picks on defense, and they had to cut a lot of these guys. And as you look at the season up ahead, I think that having, you know, guys who develop in the same system will be a very big thing. Number two question that will determine how the Commanders do this year, Jaden Daniels in year two, will he take a step forwards or backwards? I answer that by saying neither. I think Jaden Daniels will continue to perform at a really high level. I think it's a fair question, right? Jaden in year two, teams are coming for him. Is he going to regress? And a lot of quarterbacks with great rookie years regress in year two. Will he take a step forward? If it's a small group of people who've been able to get even better in year two. Russell Wilson, headliner of that group. Great rookie season. Came back, was even better in year two, won a Super Bowl. Would I like that? I'd love that. I think the best hope here is he maintains. He maintains in year two, holds steady, and because of that, this team's able to build around him. I think year two needs to be not about Jaden taking a step forward, but about the rest of the team taking a step forward to help lift Jaden so that he's not responsible for winning every game single-handedly, so that he can have games where he doesn't need to run the ball 16, 17 times a game. That, to me, is the major storyline of this year for the Washington Commanders. Number one question that will determine how far the Commanders go this year. We made it to the end. Number one, is the defense good enough? And that's a scary question to ask, and y'all know why. Because I don't think the defense is good enough. We've got time. We've got time to make some moves before the season starts. The day one starting lineup on defense, I think, is excellent. I really do. I think the day one starting lineup on defense, I mean, not like excellent, but good enough to play and hang in the NFL. I worry about depth. I worry about them wearing down over the course of the season. I worry about Javon Kinlaw. I worry about Marshawn Lattimore. I like the Will Harris acquisition. I worry about Bobby Wagner. I got a lot of long-term questions here with this group. And so that's ultimately, I think, you know, if we're looking at the positive, right, you've got Jaden and a great offensive line and Terry and everything going on there. I think there's equal hesitance about the defense. But that's the fun. That's the fun of the NFL season, and with a lot of tough games, a lot of primo games that we're going to really enjoy watching. 10 questions that will impact the Washington Commanders season. So appreciate you guys coming along for the ride on that. Of course, You know, when we get to training camp, we'll be live out there in Ashburn looking forward to that. Until then, we'll be in studio talking about the Commanders because we are never not thinking about the burgundy and gold. Of course, this is your home for the most burgundy and gold talk in Richmond. Show rolls on right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.